what Representative Steinberg and I are trying to accomplish is to give citizens an avenue to veto or to stop legislation that they think is bad for the citizens of the state of Florida. We don't have any particular process now that they can do that. Theoretically, in the representative form of government that we have, the representative would listen to constituents and those types of bills wouldn't be passing because the citizens would be giving us that input. But over the last several years, the process has changed to the point where so many bills are passing that are going against what seems to be large majorities of our constituents.
And Senator Dockery, can you give me an example of something that's maybe a hot topic right now that it would cover?
Well, any bill that doesn't have a financial impact, I can tell you from the last legislative session. Now, I'm starting my 16th year in the legislature, and I can tell you that I've seen an increase over the past several years of highly controversial bills that are being pushed through by leadership where even members of the legislature have not really wanted to pass them through but have felt that they had to. So some of the bills last year that I spent a lot of my time trying to fight, and that's the sad thing, is some legislators are spending more time trying to prevent bad bills from passing, and you can't concentrate on focusing on visionary good legislation that you want to pass to benefit people in the state of Florida. But I think that it's more important to stop the bad bills than to move on with others. So some of those issues were the elections bill that had some good provisions in it, but some very bad provisions that I think work against encouraging more people to vote. That would be one. The attempts over several years to do the education bills that would put a measurement on teachers, not based on what they do, but based on the students that happen to be assigned to their classrooms. That's another one that even leadership had a tough time getting the bill passed. But when the bill doesn't pass, they keep bringing it up until it finally does pass. SunRail, a very costly project in the Orlando area, but that's going to be a huge impact on a lot of us. The bill itself wasn't about an appropriation. The bill was transferring liability from a for-profit corporation onto the taxpayers of the state of Florida. That would have been one. It failed twice, two sessions in a row, and a special session was called to put that one on. But it could be any bill. We take up 2,000 bills in a 60-day session. We generally pass between 200 and 400 bills. Some of those are budget-related, so those wouldn't be included, but the vast majority of the 200 to 300 bills a year would be available for a citizen's veto.
And do you think that this measure will gain support from your Republican colleagues?
Well, let me say one thing about it first. The measure we're putting in place is not easy by any way, shape, or form. It is deliberately meant to be a difficult process. We don't want to move from a representative form of government to a direct democracy, but we do want there to be a safety valve that can be employed when something is going to be very detrimental. A lot of times what you're seeing now is they're fighting them in the court system, which is a huge expense, not only to individuals, organizations, but to the taxpayers as well. And we shouldn't be fighting as many pieces of legislation as we are in the court system. I mean, the real answer is to get legislators to better listen to their constituents and not be passing things that the vast majority of our constituents are opposed to. So this is meant to be used in rare instances. I think that it could have a good bipartisan support. I'm quite certain that leadership is probably not going to view this bill favorably, which would be a shame, because regardless of which party's in the majority now, that may not be the case 2 years from now or 4 years from now or 20 years from now. And it's not about a ideology or a philosophy. It's about sometimes bad bills with unintended consequences may get out there. And if the legislature isn't going to correct them, then I think the citizens have a right to at least stop a bad bill. I would tell you that this is not opening the door for direct democracy in terms of allowing citizens to pass laws, which I think is very different. I think that stopping something that people recognize is going to be damaging is a lot different than people trying to enact laws.